Good morning. Welcome to the K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us this morning is Meridian Senior Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent, Caitlin Barthol. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
You got an action-packed list for us today. I'll just let you get right into it.
All right, will do. So I thought I'd take a little time and talk about a little bit on fruit planting preparation. So if you have a fruit garden or want to add to your existing one, actually now is a really good time to take advantage of these awesome weather conditions that we're having and prepare that planting site. So one thing you want to make sure that you pay attention to is the slopes in the landscape. So cold air tends to settle in those low areas, and frost can be more likely in those low areas. So if you're looking for an area to plant that you pretty much plant your fruit trees in, don't put them in a low area. So you want to make sure there's no slopes in the landscape. Try and have areas that can have some really good airflow through there. And then, yeah, try and stay away from those slopes because, those slopes can have cold air tends to settle in those areas, and the frost damage is more likely. So it's best to avoid planting fruit trees and other frost-sensitive plants there. Most of the fruit crops are perennial, so you want to make sure you have really good soil preparation. So you want to make sure your soil is ready and has enough nutrients, because those plants will be staying there in that site for many years. So you want to have good fertility, and then actually some really loamy textile-type soils are really good in for drainage, and because you really want to have good drainage so that water is just not sitting there choking out those roots. So one way you might say, okay, how can I improve that soil? You can incorporate organic matter onto the top of that soil and actually put down like several inches of organic matter. And the different types of organic matter you can use is like chopped up leaves, which we're getting close to fall, so you might have a whole bunch of leaves starting to fall. You can go ahead and kind of mulch those up and use that as some soil or organic matter. We do actually have a really cool publication that we like to hand out to a lot of people that talk on different types of fruit trees that grow well in our area. Also, it's talks about when you should plant them and how they can be monitored throughout the winter. That publication is called the Midwest Home Fruit Publication Guide. And so we do have some copies here at the offices. If not, we don't have a physical copy. It is available on our K-State bookstore. So if you have any questions on those, please feel free to give me a shout. One other little question that I tend to get a lot, people calling in and asking this question, so I kind of call it the question of the week, is people asking if they should or when should they cut back their ornamental grasses that they have in their landscape. They're like, should I cut it now, or should I wait till later in the fall, or should I wait till the springtime? So to answer that question, so pretty much in general, avoid cutting back those ornamental grasses if they are still green. If they're still green, those plants are actually still taking up nutrients and trying to store energy to make it through the winter. So as the grasses turn brown and dry, they can be cut back if that's what you desire. But actually, a lot of people will actually leave them intact throughout the winter for a couple things. One, it actually still looks pretty nice in your landscape. Or you might be using that grass as a cover for something. And then also, a lot of birds like to come and kind of hide out in those grasses during the wintertime. So a lot of people will actually wait till spring, early spring, and that's when you guys can cut back those ornamental grasses. Last item for you all, just a quick reminder, I do have my second meeting of my Rural Living Series coming up here on October 15th. I am bringing out Ashley Westerhold. She is the K-State Director of the Office and Farm and Ranch Transition. So she's coming out on that Tuesday evening. This will be an evening program. I will have dinner for you guys. Dinner starts about 6:15 at night, and then the program will start about 6:30. No cost, but I do ask, since I am making a meal, that you guys RSVP. And if you can RSVP by that Friday before, because the office actually will be closed that Monday the 14th, that way I can make sure I have enough food for everybody. So, yeah, Ashley's coming out and talking on farm succession. So we're going to pretty much kind of discuss the future of your farming practice. So we're going to kind of dive into, like, how... well, you should discuss what's equal, what's fair. What management decisions should you make? What goals should you put for your farm? And then actually talk about, like, the transfer of the management. And just really kind of dive deep into that farm succession. So, because we want these farms to stay around for a long time, and hopefully that younger generation is wanting to come up and take over those farms. So, if you're interested in coming over October 15th, please give me a call. I'm excited to bring Ashley out here, and I hope you guys get to learn a lot from her.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a phenomenal time. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extended District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory.